are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibrations Station. Woo! Yeah. What's up, people? How you doing? I'm your host, Davey Crockett. LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. How you feeling today? Got the good vibes in the air? Because you just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Haha, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Can I get an amen? What's going on, people? We got the lovely Justin J. Money Pyro Siegel.
Oh, what's up, my brother? How you doing? Thank you for that warm
welcome. Doing great, man. We have such a great show lined up for you. As you know, it's all about raising your vibration, telling you that you can be better than you are right now. Not that you're bad, but that you can be better. Okay, feeling good today, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm still a little hungover from the tryptophan. Seriously, I'm just kidding, though. I'm not hungover, and I don't eat meat, so I didn't eat any turkey. But I definitely felt like I was in a sea of people that were high off of tryptophan. That's that new shit. Oh, dude. People have been getting that turkey on the street corners. They're like, yeah, I got some concentrated tryptophan. And that's why you didn't wake up for work. So, how are we doing today? We got a great high-vibing show for all of you. If you want to call in live on the air, tell us how much you just love us. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Just to let everybody know here what the deal is, today's show is sponsored by Glow Lightwear. Glowlightwear.com. Check it out. Raise your vibration.
Brought to you by the letter G.
Brought to you by the letter G. Brought to you by Dave's Good Vibration Station. So, also, we're going to throw out, today's show is also sponsored by Smacky Productions. Really wonderful production company that got in contact with Dave's Good Vibration Station, you know, and really great people, wonderful people. The reason why we are honored to have them as a sponsor is because their hearts are so big. They have the largest hearts, and they love what they do. They if you need a website done, you need shirts or anything custom, something crazy like that, you could talk to them. Check out smackyproductions.com. So there's a little plug right there, and we're going to go into the importance of visualization. This is what we're going to be talking about today. But every show you're like, wow, Dave, do you ever talk about anything outside of manifestation and vibrations and this? And I'm like, yes, of course, right? Today we're not going to be talking about how to manifest things. We're not going to be talking about how, you know, you are one, which we all are, and we all know that. But we have been saying that every show. At least we throw it in there, just to remind you guys. And this show, we're just going to be talking about focusing on being happy without the manifestation, right? We're going to talk about the power of visualization and how visualization is actually more important than getting the manifestation itself. We're going to go into that in just a little bit. I wanted to play a song for a moment just to start us off, just to get us feeling really good. I thought that this would be appropriate considering that we are focusing today on a high vibration and giving our gratitude. Amazing. Check it out. Chances are good. Amazing. Love it. Here we go, guys. Feeling good. Woo! Feeling so good. Feeling so good.
Amazing. A beautiful sound, fire blazing. My head to the ground, giving our praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness. From toes to the crown, I'm so grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma giving birth to us all, take this love. You deserve a lot more, looking above. Lightning from a kind Lord, touching down now. Circle up, growing up, listen up. This is one love, one life, one light, one. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on, going on. Take a look around, everything is changing now. All the temples around the world are coming down. All the old school new ones are popping up. Coming up like a fresh bud from the mud. Everybody fell in love like they never did. Learning how to live in this dream, lucid. All the avatars are coming back as our kids. Teaching us all the words and the music. Singing one verse, one with the universe. Sun, moon, stars, earth, blessed right from birth. What's your time worth? Better say your prayers first. Hold the holy water, giving thanks and quench your thirst. Drinking up, licking up with the medicine. Walking on the path, turning to the Puritan. Open up your eyes and light, time has come again. Run and tell a friend it's already happening. Sound, fire blazing, blazing. From head to the ground, giving our praises, praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness, greatness. We toast to the crown. I'm so grateful, grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma, grandma, from birth to the stars. Take this love, you deserve a lot more. Looking above, lightning from a condor, touching down now.
Yeah. Woo! So good. So good. So good. Can never not start off a day with chances. So yeah. What we're going to be getting into today is explaining to you guys how to make visualization and feeling good about visualization more important than actually manifesting whatever it is that you're visualizing. Let me explain. Justin.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel?
Great.
Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad. Right now, absolutely. How do you feel when you have been wanting something so persistently, right? You want something, 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 you want something.
You get anxious.
You get anxious, and it doesn't come.
Mm-mm.
You're like, you're like frustrated.
Because I'm just thinking about how I don't have it.
Right? That's it. You're just thinking about how you don't have it.
I don't have it.
Man. And then when it does come.
I don't got it.
When it does come, how great do you feel? Like,
great.
Like, dude, this is awesome. Like, I can totally, I just got this. Like, I've been wanting this and I just got this. Right?
I got it.
Okay. Now, what if, hypothetically speaking, you could not have it, but still feel that same feeling like you do have it?
Sign me up.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Is this possible?
This is. This is possible. This is what we're going to work on with you guys today. Now, I'm not saying to, you know, drop all of your manifestations, and not that you would, because that wouldn't happen. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that it's not good to manifest things. No, no, no. Of course it's good to manifest things. That's why we're here. If anything, visualizing about the things that you don't have and then feeling as if you already have them and moving in your mind as if they're already yours will bring them closer to you. What I'm trying to explain to you guys is we need to be happy before it happens, right? We can't base the way that we feel off of what we are and are not manifesting for ourselves. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, how shitty is that, right? You're like, I'm only going to feel good if I can create this for myself. But until I create this for myself,
I'm going to feel terrible.
I'm going to feel shitty. I'm going to feel, and every time, maybe not 24/7, I'm going to feel shitty, but every time that I think about this thing that I want, the only relationship that I have with it is that I don't have it. So,
and maybe that constant negativity is just pushing it away.
Exactly.
That's creating the boundary, the barrier. And once you let that go, you'll notice when you stop trying, that's usually when it, you know, it all works out.
Exactly. Justin just hit it on the head.
I hit it.
Exactly. So what we're just trying to instill in our listeners today is the idea that you can obtain that same state of being of you having whatever it is that you want by simply using visualization techniques and feeling like you already have these things. Imagine yourself. Let's say you want, now here's a big one, the perfect relationship, right? Everybody's always talking about, oh, guys and girls and, you know, yeah, I met this guy, but he's an asshole. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, this chick's awesome, but, oh, dude, she just won't shut up. You know, like, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Guys, girls, there's always people looking for the perfect relationship. That's, like, one of the most common themes of which surrounds one's happiness, one's depression, one's ability to feel confident about oneself, right? I'm not saying that these things, you should not depend these things upon whether you have a relationship or not, but what I'm saying is a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do. So, you want that perfect relationship. Well, you're definitely not going to attract the relationship that you are thinking of if every time you meet a girl, you start pointing out their flaws to yourself. You're never going to attract that relationship if every time that you think of a relationship, you think of how there's nobody out there for you. You're not going to attract that if every single time you think of a relationship or see a girl that you think is cute or something, you automatically find things that don't resonate. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to be feeling, you need to be looking, you need to be acting as if you already have this relationship. Now, I know that it's one thing to say it, like, yeah, just act like you have $1 million, you know? Act like you have a beach house and the car of your dreams. Just act like it. And then you're like, well, Dave, that's a little difficult to do. Like, my whole entire life, I've been not having these things. So how is it that one day I'm just supposed to snap my fingers and feel like I have it all? And my answer to that is, well, does it feel better when you are pointing out the things that you don't have? Or does it feel better when you do think about something and then you start thinking positively about that? And then the more positively that you think about whatever it is that you're thinking about, the more that you are attracting that, right? So what I'm doing, and the reason why I'm having this show is because I'm doing the same thing for myself. I'm really trying to work on getting happy and getting excited and stoked in anticipation of what's coming. In anticipation of what's coming. Abraham Hicks always says that that if you can be happy in anticipation of what's coming, you will be happy forevermore and all of your dreams will come true. That's now there's science behind that. There's physics behind that, right? You're constantly, your point of attraction is what you're receiving when you're offering a thought, when you're offering a vibration, right? So, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this, I want this, I want this, it'll make me feel good, this will make me feel good, right? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think in terms of a relationship, that's a good point you brought up. I think that if you just sulk all day, walking around thinking, oh, I don't, you know, I'm never going to find this girl or this guy who, you know, completes me, and
totally,
you're never going to find that. Your negativity is just it's pushing that said person away. They'll never find you that way.
Totally.
But if you just, if you accept the fact that it will come by you thinking positive and
right,
and staying in it, that will create a better mentality for you, and you'll eventually find that, and you'll attribute it to the fact that you stayed positive, you attracted that person to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in a very I'm happy in a relationship, and I never thought it would come, you know, it came kind of out of the blue.
Totally.
And it surprised me, and it was exciting and pretty amazing, because I tried not to, you know, walk around saying, oh, I'm never going to find this girl, and, you know, it works out. I think if people really, like, take that to heart,
totally,
you'll notice an actual difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do, brother.
Brother.
You're the man.
You're the man.
Dude.
My brother D.
Dude, brother J. So, as Brother Jay is saying, like, if you consciously choose that the way that you feel is more important than what you have, right? The way that you feel is more important than the things that you have, then everything in your life is going to change. That's just plain and simple. When I started this, and we can only speak from experience, when I started thinking this way, it took me some time. It took me months to every single day. But it was fun. It's not like a hassle. It's not like, oh, I have to do it. No, no, no. I want to do this. I look forward to doing this. It's joy. It's fun for me to change the way that I'm thinking and benefit myself by it. It's fun for me to see how I was thinking and how those thoughts and that train of thought and those neuro nets and that process of thinking that way is actually holding me back from exactly what it is that I want. So then once you start kind of letting that go, and then every time that something comes up that you don't have, you have an emotional response, you release a vibration within you that allows you to feel good about not having it. But it's not convincing yourself, well, I have this, and da-da, because then that's resistance. Then you're entering resisting thought. No, no, no. It's, I am so content about where I am in not having this, because I know that in feeling good about it, I'm on my way to receiving it. But I don't need to receive it to be happy.
That's all
I need. That's the key. I don't need to receive it to be happy. I'm happy regardless of whether I get it or not, but because I'm happy regardless and I want it, it is flowing to me as we speak. The more I talk about it this way, the more I feel about it this way, the more content I am with my relationship to where I am now, as to whatever this thing may be, the more I am happy about that relationship, the more I am content with it, the closer and closer and closer and closer and closer I'm getting to creating it to the degree in which I wish to create it. That's some heavy stuff. That's some truth, some powerful stuff that will be the determining difference between your happiness and your disappointment. Manifesting the things that you want and not manifesting the things that you want. This is the golden key, people. This is how, right? And this is not like the only way to do this. This just works for me, right? And it works for you if you want it to. And
that's the beauty of it, I think.
That is.
I think most people aren't open to it, like myself included. It sounds a lot easier than I'm sure it is to actually do and stick with. But just the act of doing it will give you like a reward, I think.
Yeah.
Make you happy. I think people need to be content with where they are. It doesn't matter if you're struggling financially, if you're struggling in a relationship.
Totally, dude.
At work. But like if you can just look around and see the positive things, it kind of makes the negative kind of just disappear.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's the key.
There's two sides to a wave. Yes, dude, it is tough, brother.
It's very tough.
It's super tough, because how do you ignore something that's right in front of you?
And it's just weighing down on you.
Right?
I think people need to stop and think and, you know, look around and find what they really want and realize that most of the time it's, you know, within reach if you just kind of drop everything else.
Totally.
That isn't necessary.
Exactly.
And just find the straightest path just to what makes you happy.
Totally,
that's
dude.
The key.
Exactly. That is the key, man. That is the key. And being comfortable, right? Being content with that shift and being content with being like, I'm going to consciously take this load off of my shoulders. Even if it's the biggest thing in the entire world, I have to do it. I'm just going to take this load off of my shoulders and look at it as a learning experience. You know, like move away from this feeling and move into something better, right? We have this thing, an emotional scale, right? It's climbing the emotional scale. You start down here at fear, right? You're fearful. I don't have enough money. I'm not going to be able to make my rent. I'm never going to get that car I want. I'm never going to do that. You're fearful. You're fearful. You're fearful. The only reason why anyone's ever down on themselves about life is because they're fearful of a lack of something. Number one, there is no lack of anything. We live in an infinite universe with infinite possibilities. There's no lack. And if something has the illusion of being scarce, right? If something has the illusion of lack, feel happy and content that this is only temporary and that you can always move yourself into a spot where there's more opportunity for you to flourish and grow in the way that you wish to, right? And we're so blessed too. We're so blessed. Like, we don't need to worry about, you know, like getting food. We don't need to worry about, you know, walking 10 miles to get a bucket of water. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't need to worry about these things. Like, if you're sitting with us right now on your computer, you have a computer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chances are you have a refrigerator, whether you're near it or not, with some food in there, if not a bunch. You know, chances are you've had a glass of water today. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm just... This is a little off from where it began, but what I'm trying to show you guys is that there's so many things that you don't need to worry about, that it's all there for you, that you have so much opportunity to pursue the things that actually bring you joy. You have so much opportunity to, you know, like I said, you don't have to worry about getting water. You don't have to worry about getting food. It's all there for you. You know, all you need to worry about doing is thinking yourself into abundance and prosperity and feeling good and happiness and joy, and think yourself into having the money to buy the food. You know, you don't need to go hunt it. You don't need to go, you know, we don't get food like, you know, shipped in on helicopters and like dropped off in big bundles, and then all we get is like 10 grains of rice. You know what I mean, man? There's so, like, we have time to think about starting companies. We have time to think about pursuing our dreams. There's no excuse for us to be upset. There's no excuse for us to be upset.
It's very true.
There's no excuse. And that's just the point that I'm trying to, listeners, get you on board with today, is understanding the idea behind being happy in anticipation of what's coming. Being stoked on life just because you're living and because the sun is in an abundant rotation. A pile of money, and this is something that Abe says as well. She goes, a pile of money is puny compared to the abundance of our solar system. And she goes, all the money in the world is puny compared to the abundance of how our sun and our moon and our earth are in a perfect rotation with each other, which allow for life. Like, she goes, you want to talk abundance? That's abundance. She goes, you know, if the gravitational pulls were just a little off, there wouldn't be life. There would not be life on this planet. You wouldn't have anything to complain about. you're floating in the astral planes. You're etherical. You're energy now. You know what I'm saying?
People overlook that.
Yeah, hardcore. Every day we do.
Daily lives.
Every day we do.
I do, too.
Well, I do, dude. I do. Does. Oh, I do every day. There's not, you know, I try to catch myself. I try to take a moment out of my day to say,
just to step back and
thank you. Mm. Yeah. And I notice that when I do that, it's a train. You start a train. It's like a snowball effect. It's like when I start, I take a minute out and I'm like, holy shit, this is beautiful, man. Like, I'm so grateful. When I take a day out and I start summoning that truly grateful energy, it's just energy of gratitude and attitude of gratitude, it starts snowballing into all these other things. Like, we'll start super general, right? I'm grateful for the rotation of the sun, the sun, earth, moon, and stars. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for our placement in the solar system to where I'm blessed enough to have physical life. Do you know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, wait, well, I'm grateful for the place that I live, you know? I'm grateful for the ground that I walk on. I'm grateful for the sun that's beating on my face right now. I'm grateful for the wind. And all of a sudden, you start going off. You just think, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. Like, I'm grateful for my family, I'm grateful for my friends, I'm grateful for this moment, I'm grateful for everything that's lined up in my vortex, just waiting to manifest. It's just when I choose to allow it, and right now I'm allowing it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm getting closer and closer and closer right now, and I'm grateful for that, to the things that I want to get closer to. You know what I'm saying? And like, it starts this fucking snowball, and then like 5-10 minutes later, you know, you've listed off, you know, 60-70-80 things, 100 things that you're grateful for, and you're glowing. You're like beaming. You like feel so freaking good. You're like, you know?
And those 60, 70 things that you listed now are towering over the one or two minor issues that you've, you know, that consumes your life. Why should like the small negativities consume your daily thought?
Right.
When you have all these things that, you know, it pales in comparison to.
Yeah.
It's pretty just kind of funny.
Funny, dude.
Kind of
right?
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You really think about it, right? Just put it out like that.
Yes. Perspective, dude. Perspective
absolutely.
Is a beautiful thing. Yeah, thank you, Justin, for putting it like that. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. There's there's two sides to every wave, right? You ever seen a sound wave? You ever seen a light wave, a sound wave? Vibration, right? Think of a wave. There's two sides to every wave. There's like, there's the downside, right? And then the upside, and the downside and the upside. That's what a vibration is. What side of the wave do you choose to pay attention to? With every problem, there is an equal and opposite solution that is already lined up. For every problem, there is a solution. So that means for every solution, there is a problem. What side of the wave are you going to pay attention to? That's it. That's all it comes down to. What side of the wave are you going to pay attention to? Are you going to pay attention to the lack of money? I love the gravitation of the sun, earth, moon, and stars, but God, my bank account is just killing me right now. Okay? Are you going to focus on that? Or are we going to do, I love the sun, earth, moon, and stars, and I'm grateful for feeling this gratitude, and I know that this is what's bringing me closer to all the money that's in my vortex, right? And the vortex is just basically like this non-physical, this non-physical manifestation of your life with anything and everything that you've ever wanted, from the bodily conditions that you want to the money that you want to the relationships that you want to the state of mind that you want. The vortex has all of this, and it's already created. The fullest, highest self version of you is already standing there blinking a specific frequency, blinking. It's already created. It's already manifested. Already there. It's a matter of you lining up with it. And the more you think towards it, the more you go towards it. The more you think away from it, the more you go away from it. That's all resistant thought is. And it's not, you're not a bad person for thinking away from it. No. You're source energy. You're pure unconditional love. You're pure light. You're pure gratitude. That's all you are. You're pure love. But the ego part of you, which is that's why you came here to be a human being, to experience the physical, to work through contrast and through experiencing the things that you don't like, riding that rocket of desire of what comes out of what you don't like to show you what you do like. And you're like, I'm so glad I had that experience to show me that I don't want that, because now I know exactly what I do want, and then I can put all my time, energy, and focus into creating that for myself. And that's the beauty of life. That's why we're physical. That's why we're here, to put your hand on the stove and realize that it burns. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then put it in a bucket of water and be like, damn, this is nice. I like this. Do you know what I'm saying? That's why we're here. So my point is just don't. You know, we're not supposed to talk about what don't not do, but don't make your life based off of what's in front of you. Make your life and your happiness and your joy and your excitement and your passion based off of what you can imagine yourself being. Because if you can imagine it, you can be it. This time-space reality that we operate in allows us the opportunity for anything to happen. Anything. It's just a matter of you lining up with it. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of you becoming a match. All these amazing teachers, from Dr. Wayne Dyer to Abraham Hicks to it's just, all these teachers, channelers, teachers, not channelers, Bert Goldman. He's the founder of quantum jumping. We were talking about him last week on our show. All of these people, they all talk about how we live in a universe of infinite potential, how there's an infinite number of parallel realities that are coexisting with us simultaneously, and we are sifting through them every moment of the day, and everything that we experience is a product of what we are offering vibrationally. We live in a co-creative universe that's based off of the way that you're thinking and that you're creating. And we have this thing, a navigational system, right? Our navigation system. Just like if you're Christopher Columbus and you're sailing the big blue sea, and you have your little compass, it says, oh, we're going north. We're going north south. We're going south. We're north south. That isn't one. We're going
east,
north
east west.
East west. We're going northeast. We're going southeast. Whatever. We have an exact compass in our brains, and it's called our emotions. The better we feel, the more we're heading towards where we want to go. We're on the right track. We're sailing that sea.
Well put.
The worse we feel, we're hitting some trade winds. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, you're going to survive. That's okay. You're going to survive.
It's not. It's the journey, man. It's not the destination.
Exactly.
You got to be content with the journey. Then.
Yes. You got to be
content. And the destination will come.
Yes.
Yes.
You got to be content with feeling good about the journey. Feeling good. Knowing that you're on the journey. You see? That's another big thing. J-Dog. Is so many people forget that they're on the journey. They're trying to get on the journey by thinking, well, you know, I need this, and how am I going to get that? How am I going to get that? Just start thinking about it and feeling good about it. How am I going to get that? Feel good about it, but I don't have it. Doesn't matter. Feel good about it. How am I supposed to? Change the way that you're thinking. Know that your thoughts are things. And if you want to feel good, just, it's as easy as looking at it in a different way. Know that you're on the journey. Right? It's difficult, though, sometimes. This is the way that it was described to me. When you get in your car, right, to go to school or to go to work or to go wherever you're going, you have a destination. When you get in your car to drive from point A to point B, wherever that might be, you know without a shadow of a doubt that before you get into your car, that building is going to be there. If you're going to school and you, before you even get in your car, on your way to the building, before you see the building, you know that the building is going to be there no matter what, through thick and thin, unless it, you know, unless something ridiculous happens. But, you know, and unless it got bulldozed down, do you know? But, like, there's no bulldozer vibration. There's only moving to and moving away from. So what I'm saying is when you get in your car and you're driving to a building, you know that that building will be there indefinitely. Well, creating is the same way. Feeling good is the same way. When you get into your vibrational vehicle in your mind, when you get into what a vibrational vehicle is like a pattern of thought. That's my analogy for pattern of thought. Is like it. Thanks, bro.
I like that one.
I appreciate it, man. Your vibrational vehicle. When you get in this pattern of thought of thinking about whatever it is that you want to create or that you want to feel for yourself, you forget that you're in that car and you're heading, but you don't believe that the building is going to be there. You're still questioning yourself. You're still asking yourself, well, I don't, you know, I'd like it to be there. I'd like this to happen, but you never know. You just never know what you're going to get. I'd like this to happen, but no, more confidence than that, man. Get more confident in your ability to feel good.
It will happen.
It will happen. If you have this state of mind, if you have the same exact, apply that to yourself. Apply that to your thinking. Think, I'm getting in the car to go to the building. I know that the building is there. I'm getting in my vibrational vehicle to go to where I want to go. And as long as I feel good about it, it's there. It's there. It's there. This, the one that's blinking on the one that I'm on right now, the disc that I'm riding right now, this one that's blinking, it's there. When I start resisting and I start saying to myself, I can't do this. I'm not good enough for this. That costs too much money. I don't have that. That's a lack. When you start feeding into the lack, that building's always going to be there, but you make a left and you start taking a different street. It takes you to the wrong building. And you're like, shit, that's not the building I wanted. That's why we create things that we don't want. That's why we create things that we're like, I did not create that for myself. Why would I create that for myself? I don't even want that. Mm-hmm. Well, you took a wrong turn, is what you did. I really like that analogy.
I love that analogy.
You took a wrong turn. Mm-hmm. The buildings will always be there. Whatever you want will always be there. You got to feel good about going there, and you'll stay on the track. You got to feel good. That's it. You got to feel good. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Anatolia, Feed Me Jack. Check it out. Anatolia is the album. Feed Me Jack is the artist. Definitely You is the song. It's real good.
From Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz.
Check these guys out.
Local guys. Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz locals. California. Check it out. Definitely You. Woo! Woo!
Maybe I'm rolling lonely or a moving light. Dark and broken by voice, spewing emotion. I try and dead in the water, draw the changes I don't know.
That's some good stuff, guys. As you know, the Vibration Station is all about getting good music going on and feeling good, high-vibing music. Mm-hmm. Feed Me Jack. Check him out.
Yeah.
It's from Santa Cruz, California. It's off the album Anatolia. That was the song Definitely You. It's good stuff. So, this would be a good time to say that the musician that loves, sings, hearts, for music, loves, sings, hearts for music, the musician that just lives to get in that mode. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm a musician. Justin's a musician. And I'll tell you that one of my many passions, just one of the top, if not the top passion, is when I'm like playing music and I'm completely one with the music, completely engulfed and engaged. Nothing else matters but what I'm playing right now. Could be with a band, a group of people, could be with just myself, could be with just one person. I feel that way when I play music with Justin. We get in this mode and I'm like, I'm having like a mindgasm of just how good it feels of getting like hooked on. When we like get hooked on to like a nice tune or a nice song and we start jamming on it and creating things, it's like, you're totally blissful. You're totally happy. You're totally in the moment. So where I'm going with this. You guys are musicians of life. Do you know what I'm saying? You guys are everything that you're doing. We are all musicians of life. We are all pursuing that feeling, that sound, that resonance that a musician makes with music, as anybody and as all people make with experiences in life. When the musician is playing so in tune. Now, I'm not just talking about the sounds that are in tune. I'm talking about the feeling of being in tune with something greater than themselves. When that, when that guitar is going off and you know, you're singing and you're harmonizing and you're feeling good and you're just like in it, or that piano is playing or that violin or that cello, whatever it is, and you're just in it, that's when you make the best songs. That's when, hands down, any musician, you can ask them when they're in the moment, that's when you're making the best music, as opposed to worrying about hitting the right notes. Can you imagine being a musician and saying, before you go on stage, or even before you sit down to jam, I'm afraid to play this guitar, I'm afraid to play this piano, because I might hit a wrong note.
That's the wrong mentality.
We wouldn't have music.
No.
We would not have people playing music.
You wouldn't have anything.
We wouldn't
if everybody
have
thought that way, you know, pursuing things in life, we wouldn't make it anywhere.
Right?
You can't think like that.
Same exact idea with feeling good, feeling happy. I can't feel happy about that because I don't have it. What? I don't have a good relationship with this because I don't have it. I can't feel happy about something that I don't have because I don't have it. That's the same thing of saying, I can't play this guitar that I really want to play because I'm afraid of hitting a wrong chord. Just lighten up about it. Just, it's okay if you hit a wrong chord. It's okay if you get down on yourself for a minute. Just bring yourself up. It's okay if you hit a wrong chord. Just play the right chord. Learn how to play the guitar. Learn how to feel good. Learn how to feel good. Learn how to feel good. And everything you want will come. It is my promise to you, and the universe's promise to you, your own promise to you, that if you just start to feel good about the things that you don't feel good about because you don't have them, everything will start to ease up a little bit. Everything will start to lighten up a little bit and get easier and flow a little bit more fluidly. Everything's going to get better, guys. That's what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, lovers and friends, this has been such an enjoyable show, The Vibration Station. As you know, you have my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, appreciation, gratitude. Just take a minute out. Look at all the beautiful things you have in your life. Look at how you have the ability to stay happy about anything you want to be happy about anything in the entire world. And the happier you are, the better you feel about something, the more content where you are now in relationship to what it is that you're wanting, the more it's on its way. It's on its way. It's coming. I love you guys. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, my brother,
for joining us as my co-host today on the Vibration Station. Make sure to check us out.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, dude, it's always a pleasure to have you. What a blessing. Make sure to check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and we're actually getting a Vibration Station website coming up pretty soon. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. Today's show is sponsored by Glow Lightwear. Wear your vibration. Check it out. GlowLightwear.com. GlowLightwear.com. Also, Smacky Productions. SmackyProductions.com. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Always sending love from our hearts to yours. See you next Sunday.
Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all in all the silly games like we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. When we used to chill at Mom's, get drunk and blaze, but I guess...